Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Stromboli, and we are back with another episode. And I'm really just here to catch you up on everything you've missed since our last episode. Starting off with college football. As I predicted two episodes ago, the Pac-12 has finally lost almost everything that they have. Arizona and Arizona State both moved to the Big 12 with Colorado. And Washington and Oregon have decided to make a move to the Big Ten in the latest news. So now the Pac-12 has four schools remaining: Stanford, California, Oregon State, and Washington State. Not a great mix there in terms of when you look at it, from the football standpoint, but hey, that's all the Pac-12 has left, and now everybody else wins except for the Pac-12. The Big Ten lands two great schools, and they move up to 18. And the Big 12 gained three more schools in what they thought was going to be the collapse of their conference when they heard OU and Texas were leaving. So honestly, my initial reaction is just, this is what I thought was going to happen. The Pac-12 needed to die based off of them just losing USC and UCLA. And then Colorado, kind of all the sparks that they had, and now they lose like the bulk teams. Utah also making the move to the Big 12. I forget to mention that, but they are also gone. So now, just a mess. Just super messy from the Pac-12. I mean, getting a media deal should be one of the basic things for them, and they still couldn't get that done. That was one of the most surprising things for me, that they couldn't get that done to keep the teams in. And then teams just falling out left and right. Nobody had belief in this conference, clearly, because all these teams departing, they're jumping off the ship as fast as they can. And from the perspective of Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State, I think they made a great decision moving to the Big 12. This is a conference that they could just – Utah can come in here and win year one. It's not impossible. So 2024, with the expanded playoff, they're going to come into this conference, and the way that they've been playing lately down the last few years, they could come in here and surprise everybody. Arizona State's always been known to have a decent offense. They could be good too. So, I mean, the Big 12 is really – I think they gained a good amount, but I think the Big 10 is the biggest winner here because they gained Oregon and Washington, two schools that have been known to be good. They're always going to be good with just how they're – I mean, the geographic just state school, they're going to be good for a while. They're going to add a little bit more to the Big Ten, and the Big Ten just got a whole lot more competitive. Also, USC and UCLA get a win out of this because now you're probably going to play Oregon and Washington every year when you join the conference. That's not as much travel as we initially thought when we first saw the merger. So overall, big win from the Big Ten, and the school is in it. They get a little bit more competitive, and they move up to 18. Big 12, second biggest winners, and the Pac-12 are just losers here. I mean, it seems like, I mean, a lot of people are going to point different directions, but it's the Pac-12's fault for letting all of this happen. And now they're left to pick up the pieces. What's next for these schools is really the next question. So we start off with, I mean, honestly, the Mountain West seems to be the real question mark when you talk about the next steps for these teams. I mean, Stanford and California seem to be the biggest reasons why all this fell apart. It really seems like those guys were too good to grab at one of these other schools when they could have. A lot of these teams would have jumped ship if the Pac-12 wasn't so, and I hate to say snooty, but snooty is the right word because of how prestigious those schools are from an academic standpoint. So that's kind of where the picture falls. And now Stanford's going to be left with a massive choice. The Bay Area schools is what everybody's calling them. They can either go up into the Mountain West and join some more not elite schools from an academic standpoint, or they could just hop ship and join the Big Ten as well. I think more likely the Big Ten. I don't know how much more they want to expand. Already at 18 teams, but I could see them jump into 20. I could see that being a possibility, but I think the most likely scenario here is these guys will have to be forced to join the Mountain West or go independent. I could see both of these schools going independent as well. I think that's a very real possibility. And while the Mountain West makes the most sense, I don't think either one of those teams want to go into the Mountain West. Oregon State and Washington State, on the other hand, I would be surprised if they didn't go to the Mountain West. This is too easy for them. They are going to be right there. They play the same level of football as most of these Mountain West teams. So it makes the most sense for them that they're not going to be making as much money, which brings a lot of questions in for all these student athletes. All four of these schools don't bring as much money in as they took from the conference. All four of these schools were not football schools. Washington State would have their year every now and then, but they are not football schools. The only team I could see actually making a proper move is Washington State. If they can get out of the conference, they should be in good shape because they play football, some good football every now and then. So you get them to get out and maybe make it to the Big Ten. That's a possibility. Oregon State, I think, is the biggest loser here. I don't think they have anywhere to go. They're probably gonna end up in the Mountain West. And I mean, when I look at Stanford and Cal, I don't know why the Big Ten would want to admit these schools, except for them being great academic schools. So maybe it bolsters the Big Ten overall. I'm not sure. From a sports standpoint, I don't see why they're not good in any of the major sports, and that being football and basketball. I mean, baseball, you have glimpses from these teams, but like, do you really need it? How much revenue is baseball bringing in? I don't know. There's a lot of question marks for those other teams. If I had to predict it, I would say those two schools, those Bay Area schools, probably go independent because they don't want to join the Mountain West and the Big Ten doesn't want them. I think Washington State could make a move to the Big Ten, but they go Mountain West for sure, and Oregon State as well. And I could see just there being a merger there. Maybe that's the new Pac-12. Who knows? For now, overall thoughts on that is the Big Ten and Big 12, big winners. Let's move on. U.S. soccer played at 4 a.m. Let's move on. The U.S. soccer women's team lost today in the World Cup. This is the earliest loss the U.S. women's team has ever had, and they fall to Sweden in penalties by a millimeter. Let me just say first that this team had the capability of going further than this, for sure. And we knew goals was the issue from the beginning. But what frustrates me the most about this team is today they weren't, it's not that they were bad. It's just that they got unlucky. We talked last time about how there was lack of opportunities in front of the net. And today they had plenty of chances to give them a shot at this. And all we talked about last time, like offense isn't enough. But overall, when you look at the US, it's just not balanced enough. They keep trying to score. It's like they're forcing a goal. And they're trying to play at a high skill level, and it's just not working. That they're not there yet. They're not that team. You need skillful players to do what they do. And it almost seems like they're trying to be one of these, like Brazil's men's team, who is just stacked with talent. They have the best players from everywhere, and they are very skillful with the ball. The US doesn't have that. And they have this all-out attack approach that just doesn't work. And today, 22 shots, 11 on goal, zero in the net. Zero. So I think the US might want to take from this is they need a more balanced game. Instead of creating 22 mediocre chances, or 22 chances, and 11 of them are all right, and 11 of them are pretty awful, give me 9 chances with 5 of them making the goalie absolutely go crazy. Because while Sweden's goalkeeper played great tonight, it could have been a lot better from the US. It could have been. They could have won this game 2 or 3-0, and they just needed to wind down the chances and be more clinical in front of the net. Overall, Sweden played great, and there's no reason to take this game away from them. They deserve to win the way that they played today. But the US just it seemed like they came out with that energy in the first half, that energy that like, look, we're gonna win this game because we've heard everybody talk. And we're gonna come out here and fight because clearly we haven't given enough, but it came out to be the same type of result. The US pounding shots into the middle of the goal, testing the goalkeeper when she can easily dive and get it, and she wasn't tested. And then in penalties, what drives me crazy is you're watching your team, we're all rooting for them, and they're missing these penalties over the bar. This was shocking to me. I just couldn't believe we saw two balls fly over the net, and that's amateur hour. That's for people, the rookies, the guys that get too nervous. Megan Rapinoe skied one and started smiling. I'm not sure what that was about. I mean, I saw all the post game stuff, and her post game reaction just did not seem to show the same energy that we're used to seeing from a team that loses. I'm not sure what that was about, though. I just care not to comment about it. Disappointed, sure, but what we saw from the rest of the players is the emotion that shows that like you cared. You really cared about this and you couldn't get it done. And that's what I like to see as a fan. But overall, the too much attacking from the US, and they're not creating enough elite chances at the net. They aren't good enough to create these elite chances when everybody's just attacking the box. They're hoping a header just happens to fly in. I mean, that's how they scored against the Netherlands in that 1-1 draw in the group stage. Another 0-0 game. It should have woke them up for penalties and just unclinical in front of goal. It's been the story of the World Cup. Penalties it showed, two over the bar. They got to be better. One off the crossbar. I mean, that you can call that unlucky, but the whole side of the goal was open. She couldn't went anywhere with that. As soon as she hit it, it was wide open, which I know it's a 50-50 guessing game, but you got to give it a shot. You got to give it a chance. Three of those aren't giving it a chance, and you're forcing your goalkeeper to try to be a superhero, which she almost did. 1 millimeter away. The US fall 1 millimeter short in their World Cup run to try to get three in a row. Maybe a little cocky from that side, but they deserved it after two in a row, and this just wasn't enough. And it's not going to be enough in the future if they continue to try to play like this. This team was too young, and it showed. Hopefully, they have something else to give us next World Cup. But for today, that's it. The women lose in the first knockout round of the World Cup. And the college football landscape is melting in front of us. The Pac-12 struggle to keep their hopes alive as they drown. They have their name on the coffin, and they are ready to getting ready to be buried. The Big Ten and the Big 12 are standing with the shovels, getting ready to pour dirt over the new college football landscape, which arises with the 12-team college football playoff. I can't wait to see what 2024 has in stock for us. But for now, that's all we got. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to check out our website at rewindthattape.com and our social medias on Instagram and Twitter, and we'll see you guys on the next one.